कुंजा बिहारे। जय राधा माधवा कुंजा बिहारे। जय राधा माधवा कुंजा बिहारे। जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज कचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की। जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज कचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज शिल प्रभुपाद की। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य शिल प्रभुपाद की। ग्रंथराशिम भागवतं की निताई गौर प्रेमानंदी। ओ ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, ओ ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, ओ ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, ओ ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु वंशी गौरंगा। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, reading from Shrimad Bhagavatam canto 8 withdrawal of the cosmic creation chapter 24 Matsya the Lord's fish incarnation text 38 मदीयं महिमानं च परं भ्रामेति शब्दितं वित्स्यासि अनुगृहं तं वित्स्यासि अनुगृहातं मे संप्रश्नैर्विवृतं हृदि मदीयं महिमानं च परं भ्रामेति शब्दितं वित्स्यासि अनुगृहीतं मे संप्रश्नैर्विवृतं हृदि मदीयं महिमानं च परं भ्रामेति शब्दितं वित्स्यासि अनुगृहीतं मे संप्रश्नैर्विवृतं हृदि। Madhyam, pertaining to me, Mahimanam, glories, Cha, An, Param Brahma, the Supreme Brahman, the Absolute Truth, Iti, thus, Shabditam, celebrated, Betsyasi, you shall understand, Anugrihitam, being favored, Me, by me, Samprashnahi, by inquiries, Vibritam, thoroughly explained, Hridi, within the heart. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. You will be thoroughly advised and favored by me. And because your inquiries, everything about my glories, which are known as Param Brahma, will manifest within your heart. Thus you will know everything about me. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivisto mata smriti jnanan apohanancha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Paramatma, is situated in everyone's heart, and from Him comes remembrance and knowledge and forgetfulness. The Lord reveals Himself in proportion to one's surrender to Him. Ye yata man prapadyante tanstataiva bhajamyaham. In responsive cooperation, the Lord reveals Himself in proportion to one's surrender. That which is revealed to one who is fully surrendered is different from what is revealed to one who is surrenders partially. Everyone naturally surrenders to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, either directly or indirectly. The conditioned soul surrenders to the law of nature in material existence. But when one is fully surrendered to the Lord, material nature does not act upon him. Such a fully surrendered soul is favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly. Man ibaye prapadyante mayan etan tarantite. One who has fully surrendered to the Lord has no fear of the modes of material nature, for everything is but an expansion of the Lord's glories, sarvam kalvoidam brahma. And these glories are gradually revealed and realized. The Lord is a supreme purifier, param brahma parandama Pavitram Paramam Bhavam. The more one is purified, and the more he wants to know about the Supreme, the more the Lord reveals to him. The full knowledge of Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan is revealed to the pure devotees. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 10:11, Teshan Ivanukam partam aham agyana jamtamaha na syamyatma bhavashto jnana dipena bhashvata. Quote, out of compassion for them, I, dwelling in their hearts, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. End of quote. Madhyam mahimanam cha param brahmeti shabditam Betsya shyanu grihitam me samprashnair bibritam hridi. You will thoroughly advise and favor by me, and because of your inquiries, everything about my glories, which are known as Param Brahma, will be manifest within your heart. Thus you will know everything about me. Om agyana timirandasya jananjana shalakaja Chakshur unmilitam yena tasmai sri gurube namaha. Namo om vishnu padaya krishna prasaya utare shimate rupa swamite. Namo om vishnu padaya krishna prasaya butale srimate bhakti vedanta swamin iti namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatyade Satarine Vancha Kalpa Tarubhya Shakripa Sindhubhya Eva Chapatitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. Beautiful instructions continue. And the Supreme Personality of God is speaking to Maharaj Satyavrata, and he's lovingly appreciating and reciprocating with the king's pure devotion. And this is the standard reciprocation of the Lord. Is there available for everybody? And is very clearly depicted in so many pastimes, in so many, in the relationship of a pure soul with the personality of God, that this natural loving reciprocation happens. That for those who fully surrender to the Lord, then the Lord manifests within the heart everything to be known about Him. So it's a very intimate connection, very, very intimate. That the devotee knows the heart of the Lord, and because the Lord reveals that to the devotee, which is something quite amazing. Then we have great acharyas that they go as far as revealing to us the thinking of the Lord, the thinking process, how the Lord is processing the interactions with his devotee. Like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is famous for that. In his commentaries, he enters into the mind of Krishna. He's allowed to do that. So so from within the heart, this knowledge is revealed. You know, Krishna tells in the Chaturasloki Bhagavatam, Chaturasloki Bhagavad Gita, that how from within the heart, when there is this loving connection in service to him, he gives the intelligence, he gives that buddhi to fully understand how to have that full understanding of how to come to him. And then from within the heart, he eliminates anything that that comes in between that type of surrender. Any type of ignorance that is there of one's constitutional position and one's relationship with Krishna becomes eliminated. You know, the analogy of a lamp. Ignorance of our connection, of that full understanding, that intimate relationship that we all have with Krishna becomes dissipated. So that ignorance is compared to darkness, and that darkness becomes dissipated by light. So Krishna, with the torch light of knowledge, dissipate everything. So that knowledge, that transcendental knowledge, that full understanding of Krishna's position and our relationship with Krishna becomes illuminated. Illuminates, you know, fully our hearts. So that is available for everybody, and that is Krishna creates a process how each one of us can come to the position of having this full illumination and revelation from within the heart of this very confidential and intimate relationship, Krishna fully reveals himself. And when one is rare, Srila Rupa Goswami explains that pure devotional is rare because just thinking about it, that to fully reveal all the things of oneself to someone else means that you have to fully trust, there have to be great trust in that relationship. Because when one reveals everything of oneself, there is vulnerability. You're vulnerable. You're in one sense, there's certain So, therefore, pure devotional service is not awarded so freely like that. You have to become qualified. We have to become qualified. So Srila Rupa Goswami is explaining why Krishna doesn't award pure devotional service like that, because he's controlled by it. Krishna becomes controlled by pure devotional service, which is also something that is quite a far out thing. I mean, you're talking about the supreme absolute truth, the creator and the maintainer, the annihilator, the supreme controller. That just to simply think about this, you know, and then he becomes controlled by the devotion of, by that pure devotion, that pure love, that he's willing to do all kinds of things for his devotees. Carry their shoes in their head, in his head, to function as a menial servant, you know, to his devotee, etc., etc. So Krishna becomes controlled, so he doesn't reveal that. But he plays, there's a system that he plays, but actually each one of us have the possibility to reach that position. To reach the position in which, just like this is telling Maharaj Satyavrata, that he will favor us and guide us thoroughly from within the heart to everything we need to know about this very intimate relationship that we have with him. Everything will be revealed from within the heart. So Prabhupada explains in the purport that this happens according to one's level of surrender. Then Krishna reveals accordingly to that, which makes sense. You know, according to how trustworthy we are, then you're given certain, you know, more access to more intimate things. So there are three possibilities. Regardless, one. Prabhupada says here, and Krishna also explained with the verse Yeyatamam Prapadyante, that according to how we surrender to him, he reciprocates accordingly. So Prabhupada explains in the purport of that verse that everybody is following, everybody is surrendering directly or indirectly. So those who surrender to him indirectly are surrender, actually, without being aware, to Krishna's laws of nature. So they're forced to follow. They totally and utterly surrender to the to the dictations of the modes of nature. So they have to, they're forced to act in a certain way. So they're forced to live in a filthy condition, you know, to be unclean, to be harsh, to be angry, or they're forced to be extremely passionate and constantly searching for results and fruits like that, or to be peaceful and intellectual and focus on, you know, wholesome living. But regardless, they're forced to act in that way. And so that's indirectly. And Krishna reciprocates with them in that way. Directly, though, there's two positions that Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita. There's the position of being partially or conditionally surrendered. And there's the position of being fully surrendered. And then in this partially or conditional surrender, there's a whole spectrum. It's according to how you advance. And in the beginning of devotional service, we start like that, partially surrender. We have this percentage for Krishna, this percentage for me. So we keep holding of certain things that we, you know, don't, that part I'm not ready to surrender. Like that. But this much I can do for Krishna. And Krishna explains that in the beginning, you know, artha jigyasu artha ti jnanavan brata shatta, that there's some motivation that brings us to devotional service. And Krishna is quite happy with that. And he reciprocates. So the process that when we come to Krishna consciousness and we start with this partial surrender is that to be able to advance in the process of devotional service and to move from this partial surrender to full surrender, Srila Rupa Goswami explains that there is the requirement that is there to be able to actually receive the favor of the Lord and to be able to our heart to be gradually illuminated. And that darkness start to dissipate is by taking full shelter all of the lotus feet of the bona fide guru. This is the first of the four limbs of sadhana bhakti. Remember, you probably read that in the nectar of devotion, guru pada shraya tasmat, guru pada asraya tasmat. And the first limb is that we have to take shelter of the lotus feet of the spiritual master. And then from the spiritual master, then one is there, you receive Krishna diksha di shikshanam, you receive diksha, initiation, and shiksha. So the process of sadhana bhakti starts when one takes that shelter on the bona fide spiritual master. And then Brisham Bhena Guru Seva, that this Guru Seva have to be done with intimacy and with affection. That's the instructions of Srila Rupa Goswami. And the spiritual master then Sadhu Barmanu Bartanam, he will guide us in the path that all these great personalities have followed, which is the path of, you know, the Anukulena Krishnanu Bhaktir Uttamam, the process, you know, of the topmost process or the topmost position of devotional service, of that the pure devotional service. So, taking shelter on the spiritual master, on the bona fide guru, then because of him, because of the spiritual master, is that the same thing that is happened to King Satyavrata directly, because of his sincere inquiry and the exclusivity of his surrender to the Lord, then the Lord from within the heart reveals. So, so similarly, we pray to Srila Prabhupada. Sri Guru Charana Padman Kevala Bhakati Shatman, that the lotus feet of our spiritual master are the only way by which can attain pure devotional service. I bow down to his lotus feet with great awe and reverence. By his grace, one can cross the ocean of material suffering and obtain the mercy of Krishna. My only wish is to have my consciousness purified by the lotus, that the words emanating from his lotus mouth. Attachment to his lotus feet is a perfection that fulfills all desires. He opened my darkened eyes and filled my heart with transcendental knowledge. So, this is the same thing, the same principle. So, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati explains that one have to move from this position of partial surrender to the position of full surrender. And I read to you something that one time my spiritual master sends us this you know, essays, when he discussed about this in one of his essays, this Gurupada Ashraya. And then he quotes Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's teaching on this, and how the position of being partially surrender won't give us at the end, it becomes like a stagnant position. An extination on devotional service means that, you know, at one point you're just gonna go down. So we have to consistently move, you know, to elevate ourselves to the position of just accepting, just surrendering, with, you know, that vyavasayakmika buddhi type of you know, mentality or position. Vyavasayakmika buddhi ekeha kurunanana, single-minded devotion. And just like Srila Vaishnava Chakravarti Thakur explains about that verse, that means exclusive dedication to the spiritual master service. Srila Vaishnava Chakravarti goes into this amazing, you know, he doesn't know anything but service to the spiritual master. That's his definition of vyavasayatmika buddhi. So, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta writes in terms of maintaining that partial surrender or conditional surrender. Maintaining partial surrender means, he explains, that we still, the things that we don't, when we surrender to Krishna, means, Krishna, you're my protector, you're my maintainer, I'm fully depending on you. So, I surrender my sense of independence to Krishna. And that's it. You know, I don't have to worry about that. partially, when we keep something for ourselves, is meaning, what is that that we're keeping? We're keeping a sense of independence. And with our sense of independence, we're trying to, you know, okay, I have to figure it out this. I have to manage this. I have to do this. I have to arrange this. You know, I figured it out. And that's what we keep into ourselves. And that's the part that we can, you know, those are the parts that we cannot surrender. Are the ones that we want to manage ourselves. You know, our Guru Maharaj and Krishna can manage this. I'm not ready to let go to this one. I want to have some control on this. I want to manage. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta explained, quote, in a realm that is concealed and mystifying, it is impossible to proceed by depending on one's own multitude of competencies. That's how you say competencies? Competencies. Competencies. You guys understand me. Hopefully the guys that are watching, you know. Competencies. Competencies. Okay, I'll read it again. In the realm that is concealed and mystified, it is impossible to proceed by depending on one's own multitude of competencies. Just as it is impossible to foresee the future or making plans for the future on the strength of one's own ability, similarly, mundane conceptions cannot help one penetrate and obtain the supramundane realm. My senses have experienced something of the time that has already passed, and therefore I have knowledge of it. But I remain ignorant about the future. In the same way, our current senses are incapable of informing us about that realm that is complete and inconceivable. Our eyes can only see a few miles into the distance, and our ears can only hear words spoken nearby. If we depend on our own competence to proceed in such a realm, we will never reach the far end, the ultimate reality. Such attempt is like to Ravana's effort to build a stairway to heaven. Construction may begin, but it will be eventually crumbled to the ground. It cannot exist in a void where no support is present. Similarly, we desire to ascend to that unknown realm, and we try to do so on the strength of our own competence, but we always fail. Furthermore, if we consider an ordinary mortal who is lagu, spiritually impotent, and not all grave, to be guru, weighty with potency, we face failure. So, we have to be very progressive, understanding the path that is given to us, that in the relationship with the spiritual master, who is representing Krishna within the heart, we receive that illumination, that guidance. You know, I learned this, you know, some time ago. At least I have at least the theoretical understanding. Actually, we experience that. There's many times we experience this mystical, almost Krishna conscious experience in the relationship with the spiritual master, that your Guru Maharaj knows your heart. And that situation happens when there is a bona fide guru and when there is a faithful disciple. When the disciple have faith in the principle that the spiritual master is the via media, the transparent via media of the super soul within the heart of Krishna, then it does happen. The spiritual master fully knows your heart. So the instruction of the spiritual master is perfect. It's perfect in all sense. But how do we attain the instruction? Therefore, we have to inquiry is there. We have to inquire. Just like Skin Satyabrata is receiving the reciprocation of the Lord says, because of your inquiries, I am fully reciprocating here. If he doesn't inquire, then what is there? So what is those inquiries that we have to do? So just like the example of Srila Sanatana Goswami, he first encounter, he inquired for the Lord, Lord Chaitanya, who I am, what am I suffering, what am I supposed to do? So, and then the Lord instruct. The Guru, the spiritual master instruct. The spiritual master give us what is there for us to follow. So when we receive the instruction of the spiritual master, that's it. That becomes alive and soul. That becomes you know the our daily meditation. But then we have to understand the instructions, because if we're gonna take the instruction of the spiritual master and filter it through our partial surrender to the things that selective. Oh, this I take, this I don't know if I'm ready. Maybe my spiritual master didn't know me fully. You know, he doesn't know my nature. You see what I'm saying? You know, we start to think, well, he's just someone very clever, but he doesn't fully understand me. You know, we start to see the spiritual master in a little bit of a mundane, position. He may not fully understand me. Maybe let me try to find other persons who can fully understand me. Basically, what we're looking is someone who actually confirm our views of what we're figuring out. I know better. But that's not the position of a faithful disciple. A faithful disciple will inquire. Guru Maharaj, I have doubts. I don't understand. That instruction doesn't seem to fit my nature. Not you challenging, but you asking to understand why that instruction is given. And then the spiritual master will explain. And if you don't understand what he's explained, then you ask again. It's Arjuna's example. We see it. Arjuna asked the same question almost like four times. Chapter 3, chapter 5, chapter 6, three times. The same question, basically. So, we can do that by inquiry. That's why it's such an important aspect. But the inquiry is to understand, to receive instruction, and the inquiry is also for understanding the instruction, to very, very thoroughly understanding, because that instruction is basically the guide for our lives. So that is the process in which we receive this illumination. That is the process that we receive the favor of the Lord. Yasya prasadam bhagavad prasadam yasya prasadam nagati kutopi. So by pleasing the spiritual master, then we also receive the favor of the Lord. And if we don't please the spiritual master, nagati kutopi, there is no. So that is Krishna's system. So we just take it. Take it. I mean, naturally, it's not that, okay, now, from now on, I be fully surrendered. We have conditioned surrender, but we understand that we're depending on the mercy of the spiritual master to guide us in the path of all the sadhus, of all the great devotees. By his shiksha, he will guide us. And we, to that principle, we trust and we have faith and we take it and we follow it. And if we don't understand, we ask until we fully understand. And that's our life. That's the life of the sadhaka. That's the path of the sadhaka. That's the path of, you know, uttama bhakti. So even in our conditional position, we'll be in the space under the umbrella and the protection of uttama bhakti, pure devotional service. So it's illuminating. Any comment or questions? Jai Baladev Prabhu. Yeah, hold on. So actually, we're discovering there's a lot of devotees who are seeing these classes in the internet. So that's why it's important to do it through a microphone so they can pass. You got
it's on. Yeah. Hare Krishna. Thank you for your class. Also, this class is about inquiry, so that's what I appreciate the most. So, Prabhupada mentions in the purport, he says, the Lord reveals himself in proportion to one's surrender. And he quotes that verse from Gita 4:11. And so there's one quote that reminds me. It says, life is like a trumpet. Life is like a trumpet. If you don't put anything into it, you won't get anything out of it. And as appreciation, as far as inquiries are concerned, the one thing early in my Christian consciousness I would like to appreciate, of course, I was around him my whole life, but my brother, the one thing I appreciate is that it doesn't matter whose class it was, because the tendency, I'll admit for myself that, you know, if there was a boring class, I'd be like, when is it going to be over? But the one thing I appreciate about my brother is that usually on Sunday feasts, it's like, is there any questions? Usually it's like, no, but he always set an example for devotees by at least acting like he's interested in every class he was. And I feel like that's why he became so inspired in Krishna consciousness, because he was always enthusiastic to inquire about from anyone and everyone and offer commentary. And that's the one thing I appreciate. And I feel that's why he had taste. I didn't at the time, because I'll just mention one incident. One of my first questions in Krishna consciousness to Chandramali Maharaj, and my brother always reminded me of it. My very first question at the end of the class, Chandramali Maharaj asked everyone, are there any inquiries? So I raised my hand, and my question was, I didn't know anything too much about Krishna consciousness, but I did know about prasadam. So my question was, when is prasadam served? And so he was very nice about it, at least, you know, up front. So he said, I think prasadam is at 9:00, and he was very, you know, respectful. Of course, if I was sitting there, I would say that's the dumbest question I've ever heard. But my question is essentially is that a lot of times in a material world, if we don't ask questions to the professor be displeased with us. And we can see that in practically in a material world. But my question is that a lot of times people, I feel, don't ask questions in a public arena. First of all, is because they may have a question that might reflect back on themselves that may be a little embarrassing. And sometimes, even when you ask, people may have a tendency to try to ask people, devotees, privately. Still, there's some sense of prestige or embarrassment if I ask this question like, I'm addicted to pornography. I'm a pervert. Please help me. We probably won't hear those questions even in private. So what is a person to do when the moles are just dragging them down and still they have not that tendency to ask questions, you know, regarding that? It's maybe general lust. Or it doesn't matter what, depression, anything that may be embarrassing. because suffering is also embarrassing sometimes too. So what is a person to do when the moles are dragging you down, to not inquire and to be ashamed, embarrassed, just go away from Krishna consciousness? So what is a person to do when they have that circumstance?
Well, when you're desperate for help, because usually when we are facing our own anarthas, and then our futile attempts to actually control and overcome those anarthas, say as a sadhaka, you know, it doesn't matter what you do, is hopeless to overcome that. So at one point, you have, if you really want to overcome, if you feel the pain and the harassment of those anarthas that are actually sabotaging your process, you know, your process of devotional service, then you have no choice. You have to ask for help. And that is, you know, those who are your gurus, you know, your shiksha and the diksha guru. You have to go to someone. For the materialists, it's the same thing. That's why people go to, you know, psychologists and psychiatrists and, you know, like that. They go and ask for help at one point when they see that these tendencies, these things that are embarrassing you, that you know you have a problem with it, but you're not out of, you know, fear of embarrassment or, you know, disgrace and that type of thing, you don't reveal them. But at one point, if it's becoming such an obstacle for your life, then people go for help. Then people go to, you know, these 12-step things, and, you know, they search for help. In all this psychology type of help stuff, like, you know, say people with addiction, the common thing that is said, you cannot do it on your own. You cannot overcome an addiction on your own. You need to have help. You need to actually reveal that. That's the first step, I think, of the 12-step thing. You need to actually reveal it to someone like that. Not keep it private, but make it, you know, share it. Reveal it. And that's the first step to actually overcome this thing. So as sadhakas, we have, you know, the devotees. We have our spiritual master. To our spiritual master, if we want help, that's what the inquiry means. You know, you inquired, what am I suffering? How can I overcome this suffering? What is the, you know, I have this, you reveal. The more you reveal, the more reciprocation, the more exact instruction we receive. But if the longer we keep all these things, the private stuff that we keep is the stuff that we don't want to surrender. You know, we still, either out of fear or out of attachment, we don't want to surrender. You know, there's certain things that we keep private. We don't want to surrender it. You know. So, at one point, either by our good sense or by Krishna's mercy, by exposing us, we search for help. If we actually have that sincerity. So it will happen. The thing is that don't wait until we get embarrassed. That's the message. We don't have to, you know, force Krishna to expose us in order to take some help. Why not try, you know? I mean, really. These things that we keep private, that are basically futile attempts of, you know, still holding to this conception that I can be happy with material energy, is embarrassing. It's futile. So we have to move towards this thing. I mean, we do our best on that. Any other question? Other program?
Hare Krishna. I'm wondering, could you help explain the difference between an instruction from a spiritual master and a suggestion from a spiritual master?
Well, if a spiritual master suggests, it's because a spiritual master is reciprocating with your, you know, that you're not open to receive the instruction. So basically, you know, you're like a little, you know, guarded. So instead of telling you, do this, he say, well, you may do this or you may do that, you know. So, and usually, depending on your response, if you get the clue, then you say, oh, you know, I see what I'm doing here. Let me open. No, Guru Maharaj, please tell me what I should do. What is the best for me? Then he will say, then do this. But if you take it, oh, okay, you know, it's enough. It's a suggestion, so I may take it, I may not take it, you know, like that. So that shows, it's a test, you know, it's a test. And sometimes the spiritual master have to do that. Sometimes he even have to, just like, you know, we heard in the from Srila Prabhupada's pastime that, yeah, if I tell them not to do that, then they will do it and then they will commit, you know, guru aparat, you know, they will disobey the order of the spiritual master. It's just because they're not ready, then I say, okay, do what you want to do. At least, you know, do it like this. You know, my Guru Maharaj with my music thing. You know, yeah, do, you know, but you do this, you do that, and then have a, tell me how much time you need. And if it's not, you know, like that type of thing. So you got some instructions, you know. Like that. But yeah, suggestions means, you know, that we'll see how you take it. You know, it requires further inquiry. Is that it? Yeah. One more question, Krishna Arjuna.
You were bringing up that one is forced still to obey Krishna even if one isn't taking to even partially surrendering to him just through the laws of nature. So if one has for many years lived with the laws of nature, and so one has learned a certain pattern of trying to arrange things to work with under those laws, that it's still somewhat comfortable for oneself, because one's aware that one's being may be happier if one does things a particular way as opposed to a different way. But then one starts to take to directly attempting to surrender to Krishna, because one recognizes that this is, you know, a much higher path. But still one may have a lot of difficulty with stepping away from those patterns that have been there, from trying to work under the laws of material nature in such a way to make oneself comfortable. So there's a known pattern. So to step away from that and break out of that does require a lot of adjustment, strength, internal change, growth. What would you say is the key for allowing that kind of letting go of those known patterns that appear comfortable to one, that one's established in one's way of functioning under the laws of nature? What would you say is the key to allow one to step away from that somewhat?
I would say, this is what Krishna says, you know, that the higher taste, the paramdrishta nivartante, that if one, the spiritual master is very, is representing Krishna. Krishna is very kind and he understands, you know, our situation, you know, our attachments, how much we can do, how much we can take, and create a whole gradual arrangement in which every time he's revealing and he's revealing a little more, that revelation, as we advance in Krishna consciousness, becomes, you know, you become more and more connected. Now, what happens as we become more and more connected by Krishna's reciprocation, then things that we usually and naturally do, at one point you start to see that they're becoming an obstacle for that. So at one point, just naturally, you just want to move from that. Before, it's like, it's just the status quo, is what life is, you know, it's natural for me. But at one point is, boy, this is an obstacle, you know, for why I really want to be, which is, you know, at the lotus feet of Guru and Krishna, to be fully dedicated. It's becoming an obstacle for me to do these things. So I want to evolve it. I want to move from that. So so that desire, then Krishna starts to reciprocate with that. So it's just the process of becoming purified, which is, you know, it's right in front of our eyes. We're just experiencing that. We're experiencing that, you know, I want to evolve. I want to actually move to a higher stage of Krishna consciousness. I need to do that because in this position, this is an obstacle. It's a distraction. It's you know, like that. So it's just a natural process. It's what the spiritual master engages in, this process of sadhana bhakti, and give us instructions on that. And that process itself creates that whole change. So basically, we're elevating our existence. We're elevating our existence to the position of devotional service, pure devotional service. It happens gradually as the process of surrender goes deeper. Then Krishna keeps revealing more. And those realizations will take us further and further. It just is a very progressive path. So I think that's how I understand it. You have any thought on that? Yes, can you share it? Oh, there's Hemangi also there. No, it's you, because people are watching them, so it's good for them to hear it too. It's nice. Goloka just showed me, you know, people actually sending messages, you know, appreciation.
So, to addition to what you were sharing, that exactly what one needs to do, but there's one conscious step. I think we discussed during our New Year's retreat when we did the interactive session on facing your addictions. So we were talking about how that one critical stage for that anartha nivritti to happen, or for, you know, to make that movement, is to call out and reach out for Krishna's mercy. That's very critical. And when done very consciously and literally crying out and understanding one's own insignificance, that, you know, you cannot really get rid of these conditionings that are coming from millions and millions of lifetimes. And, you know, to transcend that mercy needs to come. And for what Subal Prabhu said, for all that to happen, that's, I felt, you know, my understanding was from that presentation was that you need to make that conscious call on a regular basis, almost every day, that I'm insignificant, my dear Lord, without your mercy. Let your grace come through, you know, so that I can, you know, access all that I need to go beyond my conditioning. So I was just thinking that.
Thank you.
You have okay. something to share?
Yeah, I think we're past our time. Grantarashimam Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, jai.